Hello, my dear church boys, and welcome back to yet another episode of St. Robert's Day Game Podcast. And this time we're going to be talking about, well, why pulling certain types of girls is so hard. When guys start getting their first day game, ladies, it means they start to understand what to do on dates. And the more they polish those small things to do on dates, the more lays they get. But sooner or later, they hit the wall. Usually hitting the wall means they can pull the typical type of a girl in the place where they are living. For example, if they are living in the western part of the world, maybe Canada, USA, UK, Western Europe in general, then they're pretty decent at pulling their local girls. But as soon as they go on a date with, let's say, a Ukrainian or a girl from another fairly traditional country, their game stops working. Or vice versa, maybe they're going to places like Poland, they can get laid there, but then when they get back home, they don't understand what to do on dates to get laid again. In this podcast episode, I'm going to talk about why this happens and what you need to learn to be able to pull all types of girls in different locations and situations. And by the way, there is no added value in the video format of this podcast. There will be no graphics or anything like this. So if you prefer, you can simply listen to this on the background or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. But before we jump into the topic of this podcast, a few updates about coaching spots. Even though one-on-one coaching is the most effective and fastest way to learn day game, for many guys, spending 3 to 5K on a one-on-one bootcamp is simply out of their budget. That's why I've decided to start offering two-on-one bootcamps where I'm coaching two students at the same time for a much more affordable price, you could say. I did a bit of research about how typical two-on-one bootcamps work, and I recently coached a guy who had done two bootcamps before, one of them with the, I would say, one of the biggest names in the industry. And in the beginning of a bootcamp, I gave him a mic to put in his pocket so I could listen to his conversations and coach him. And he said no one had ever done that before. He had had two bootcamps and no one had listened to his sets. I spoke to a bunch of other guys who have done bootcamps with different coaches. And turns out in most bootcamps, they either are not using microphones at all or they're listening only to a few sets of each student during the bootcamp. So you're not really getting technical step-by-step feedback on what to do, what exactly to say to improve your sets, to make the girls more attracted to you, to get more numbers, and not only numbers, but numbers that respond and come out on dates. So I realized if that's the standard of quality, then oh my God, I can do so much better when coaching two students at the same time, while at the same time making coaching so much more affordable for a lot of guys. I have a bunch of locations in mind, but I'll pick the locations based on where people want to do bootcamps. I'm thinking about Poland, I'm thinking about London, New York City, maybe Canada. I'm definitely thinking about Buenos Aires, maybe Mexico, maybe Colombia, and also maybe Serbia. So if you are interested in any of these locations, then click in the link description where you will find all the information about how coaching usually works. Although the information is a bit outdated because it's only for one-on-one coaching, but you will get the general idea how coaching works, and then you can get in touch with me. We can talk all the details and then hop on a short WhatsApp call where you can ask all the questions you have about how coaching usually works. There are a few things about I need to know about you to understand your personality and what's the best way I can help you. And if you are going out and you're getting numbers and you're getting some dates, but you don't yet know what exactly to do on dates, you don't have the technical step-by-step skill set, then you can head over to daygamecourses.com and sign up there. I have a free texting guide there and a free dating guide there where you will learn everything you need to know to start getting laid on dates, at least to a level where you are able to get laid with the girls from your city. And now let's talk about how to get laid with more girls on dates. Well, it all comes down to a simple thing. Beginner day gamers, when they're going on dates, they don't really know what the fuck's happening. Everything is new to them. They learn some new techniques, and the more techniques they start using, the better results they start getting. Things start working, and by the time they get to an intermediate level, they're starting to get laid. Like, they know the technique, they know what they're doing, they know what's happening. And a good intermediate day gamer has a perfect technique. They know all the step-by-step stuff you will learn on the dating guide on daygamecourses.com. They know what to do on dates. That's not their problem. And they probably polished their game and adjusted their game to the most typical girls they go out on dates with. The problem of an intermediate day gamer is that he doesn't really know what to do when he meets a girl that's not his typical girl. Maybe he goes on a day game trip, maybe he goes out with a tourist, with a girl from a bit more traditional country, maybe he's from the kind of more eastern kind of part of the world, and then he goes out with a westernized girl, he can't get laid with her, or that's someone from a westernized part of the world and he can't get laid with someone from, again, more traditional places. Which gets us to advanced day gamers. Advanced day gamers, when they go on a date, they are able to adapt their game to any type of a girl in any country and to all types of different situations that come up. Those are the differences between beginners, intermediates, and advanced when it comes to what they're doing and how they're doing on dates. I spoke about this with a bunch of guys in our intermediate community, and I realized that the two most common problems, there are two most common scenarios you could say there exist is, one, there was a group of guys who were going out on dates and they were doing pretty good with the local girls. They were able to pull super fast, maybe they were pulling home. It doesn't mean that they were getting laid in such short time, but it means they went on a date and 1 to 2 hours, maybe 1.5, 2 hours in a date, they were able to pull the girl home. And the thing with them was, with the girls who came back to their place, it happened fast, but they didn't know how to get other girls back to their place. That was a big mystery to them. So that was one challenge guy, or the one typical situation. The other typical situation was when guys were going on dates with girls who were really, really good girls, and then they were going on too many dates, and it basically ended with kind of this thing where they're going on more than 3 dates. It's almost like a boyfriend thingy already is starting. So they were wasting a lot of time on dates with girls that they will simply not get fast lays with. And by fast, I don't mean fast as in 2 hours. I mean, okay, in a reasonable time that's up to 3 dates, let's say. We'll draw the line at 3 dates, because if you don't get laid with a girl on 3 dates, there is almost no scenario where I would suggest to a student to go on the 4th date. And both of these situations are actually coming from the same root problem. You're either sleeping with the yes girls fast, which basically requires no game. They come out to sleep with you. They come out on a date to sleep with you. In many parts of the world, the bottleneck is getting the girl out on a date. It's very easy once she comes out on a date, but getting her out on a date is hard. So one problem, you're sleeping with yes girls, because in that part of the world, that's kind of common. If you go on a date and you're a decent dude, you don't fuck it up, then, well, you're getting laid. And the other thing is, the guys didn't know how to filter out girls who are looking for boyfriends. Ukrainians are a perfect example, but there are other more traditional nationalities. And both of these problems come from the same root. It's that you're treating all girls the same. You have polished your game. You know what to do on dates, but your date model works only on one type of a girl. And that's why you're losing so many lays each time you meet a girl that's not your typical chick. And this is also where you hear all these stories, the day game stories about guys getting so many dates, but you hear they're not getting laid. And I have been laughing about this for a very long time, about guys going to these extremely cliche, extremely popular day game locations. For example, there were a lot of stories from Westerners who would go on day game trips back in the day to maybe Russia, Ukraine, Baltics, partially Poland, but to a much lesser degree. And they would go on dates with many, many girls. For example, guys would go to Kiev, and they would say, oh my God, I went on dates with such hot girls. Oh, like, I've never been on dates with such hot girls as I did in Kiev. But the thing was that very rarely you heard stories from these guys that they got laid with those girls. And that's kind of the problem. getting dates in Ukraine is extremely, and in general with Ukrainians, getting dates is extremely easy. They're very happy to go out with you. They're very happy to go out on a date, but it doesn't mean it has. Going out on a date for them is a completely different thing from sleeping with you. Whereas, again, in the westernized world, going out on a date very often means that the girl is more or less ready to sleep with you, unless you really fuck it up. So Ukrainians are kind of like that, at least most of them. Russians are a little bit easier, but still, whenever you go out, whenever you hear these stories, like that's what kind of happens, guys. Get these dates with hot girls, but they can't convert them because you still need good skills of what to do on dates. You need a very strong frame and knowledge how to control that frame, because girls from these countries, they are very, very good at testing your frame, at seeing how you will manage things that they bring up. Because if they see that you have game, then it, like, it's a red flag for them. So an easy thing for them to do is to try to test your frame, to say some weird shit. And if you don't know how to handle it, then they realize that, well, you're just a player. You're not actually a cool guy who's good with girls. You're just a guy who learned all the lines and knows all the tricks, but you don't really know how to come up with new solutions. So you're not who you're pretending to be. And that's kind of the problem there. And then for me, well, I learned day game in a place like that. I learned day game in the beginning in Riga, Latvia, which is sort of a mix. It's an in-between in terms of how hard day game is between Ukraine, because in Riga as well, going on a date means nothing. It doesn't mean you're gonna get laid, but still it's obviously much easier than Ukraine used to be, but it's still harder than places, obviously, than Western Europe is much easier if you're getting out on a date. But it's, again, it's harder than Poland and places like that. So if you're learning game in a place like that, it automatically teaches you that skill set. Whereas if you're used to day gaming in Western Europe or in US or in Canada, you will polish your day game skills, but you will not know what to do on dates to get laid as soon as you face any resistance. The thing you have to understand is that each location you go to, or girls from each location, are very, very different. And it's very easy to see this when you go on a day game trip to a location. And you will probably start learning that each place has its bottleneck. For example, if you look at places like New York City or London, like, there are many pros to day game in that city. There is great, great volume. There are hot girls everywhere, especially New York City. It's just unbelievable. The volume is unreal. The hotness is top quality. You can see girls from all over the world. It's incredible. Once you are on a date in London and in New York City, it's fairly easy to get laid compared to other places that are a bit more traditional. But the bottleneck is you get many blowouts in these locations. And if your stop is not strong enough, if your attraction material isn't strong enough, if you sound robotic, then it's just not gonna work. And also the other bottleneck is getting them out on a date, because hot girls in these big cities, hot girls in general in big cities, have rich social lives. They have many options. They have many guys chasing them. So getting them out on a date might not be the easiest thing in the world. Let's look at Ukraine before the war, one of my favorite day game places in the world, the place with the hottest girls, maybe on par with one city in Argentina that I really love for day game. Well, Ukraine, epic volume of hot girls, like nowhere else, hotties everywhere. And it's very, very easy to get them out on a date. If you get a number, you could basically send two texts, date request for the same day, just set up so many dates. It was fairly easy if you knew what you were doing in a set. But the bottleneck is, in Ukraine, converting dates to lays was extremely hard. I've done a podcast episode about my, I think it's called Ukrainian Struggle, which I recently re-uploaded with a better audio quality on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It's removed from YouTube because I couldn't replace the audio with better quality. If you want to hear how I was learning to adapt to a new location where I just couldn't get laid on dates, and I was really frustrated and bitching to every other day gamer I was there with, I went on 7 first dates and couldn't get laid in any of them. And then a week later, I published a podcast after I had 3 or 4 day game lays, and almost all of the students had gotten laid. And we basically cracked the city. We learned to adapt to the location, and boom, day game started working. So that was the story with Ukraine. And it had a different bottleneck. And let's look at places like Poland, for example. Again, good volume. There's lots of beautiful girls in Poland, whether you're going to Warsaw or to some second-tier cities. You know, it's amazing for day game. The volume is really, really good. It's fairly easy to get numbers. I would say it's very easy to get numbers in Poland if your game, again, if your fundamentals are good, if you are a beginner and you think that you're going to go there and just crush it and girls will love you just because you're an American, no one gives a fuck about where you're from. You still need game, but you can go there, test it, and you'll kind of learn it the hard way. But that's not the point. So it's easy to get numbers there, good volume, but the bottlenecks are, those numbers are very flaky. It's hard to get Polish girls out on dates, and the second bottleneck is very often you will need to go on more than one date to get laid, because Poland, outside of Warsaw, is slightly more traditional. It's a little bit religious. Warsaw is a little bit different, but still you'll meet a lot of traditional girls. So that's the bottleneck in Poland. And if you look at Argentina, then, the biggest pro is once you are on a date, it's extremely easy to get laid. I think I went on like 12 first dates in Argentina. And all of them ended as lays. When you go on a date, it's if you know what you're doing, if your fundamentals are good, it's hard not to get laid there. But there are very, very big bottlenecks in Argentina. If your sets are boring, she's just gonna leave. Like, if you don't know what you're doing and you're being super boring and asking stupid, boring questions, she's just gonna leave. She will not waste her time. And the numbers are extremely, extremely flaky. When I did a vlog of me arriving in Argentina, I've done a whole vlog series about videos in Argentina. You can see it on my YouTube channel under playlists. There is a playlist called Argentina. You'll see that when I went there, I was shooting the vlog and saying, listen, I can't get a date, like nothing's happening. All the numbers are flaking. But the first vlog episode, me recording and saying that this is so hard, fuck this, the same episode ends with me getting the same day laid just unexpectedly while I'm walking around the city recording a vlog, and just I open a chick and boom, like same day laid with her. So each place has its pros, but it has the bottleneck, and the bottleneck is usually different in each place. And your job, if you are going to new locations, this is why day game travel is so important. Your job is to realize what that bottleneck is and to learn to adapt to it, to learn how to overcome these obstacles in each of these locations. Sometimes in places like Argentina, if you have solid fundamentals, it just means you have to keep banging your head against the wall. You have to keep day gaming, even though all of your numbers flake. But at some point, things will change. You will see why they flake. You will understand what you have to do. Budapest was, by the way, very similar, where I would get many, many blowouts. Girls would leave as soon as I did the opener, but then I fixed my stop, I fixed my opener, what I was saying in the beginning was set, and boom, they're staying there, they're stopping, they're staying in sets, they're giving their numbers, and even sometimes coming out on dates. So that's your job when you go on a day game trip, to adapt to each different location. And the more you do that, the more, of course, the more kind of skills you will have in your arsenal. But that's the small part. The big part is the more you do that, the better you become at adapting to different types of girls, different countries, and different situations. So next time you are in a situation you haven't seen before, you will know, you will kind of figure out, hey, I've tried all of these things, and this, maybe I haven't seen this before, but based on everything I know, this is a new thing that I can try here, and maybe this works. I have some crazy stories where I've tried literally everything I know, every little trick in my little book, and over the years, like, that book has gotten pretty thick. And I just said to a girl before pooling, like, she was just afraid to come back to my place. She has had some really bad experiences. And after trying everything, I looked at her and I said, hey, there's probably nothing I can tell to you that would make you feel safe to come back to my place, right? And she said, right. And I responded with, okay, let's go. And we just went to my place. And that was something new I had learned in that situation. That was in Argentina a few years ago, the first time I went there. And that's kind of the whole point of learning to adapt to different girls, learning to adapt to different locations, because you come up with these new weird things and turns out you learn something new, it worked. And next time you see something you have never seen before, you'll be better at coming up with new weird solutions. But if we summarize day game in different parts of the world, if we really simplify and think about things like Joe Chip in the intermediate community said in one of the videos we did with him, he said, you have to think in binary terms. That makes day game very, very easy. That's something I learned from him. Well, then in Western world, it's harder to get dates, but it's easy to get laid once on a date. And in the Eastern part of the world, it's easier to get dates, but they don't mean much. I remember back in the day, I was talking to Tom Torero about day game in Russia, how every day gamer online was saying that day game in Russia is so much harder. You get such bitchy attitudes and so much token last minute resistance and whatnot. And I was talking to Tom Torero and asked him, hey, listen, like for me, like Russian girls are really exciting and it's interesting for me to crack the game, to crack it and to understand what works and what doesn't. So I asked him, what do you think is the reality? Is the reality that the game in Russia or in general in the eastern part of the world is so much harder, or is everyone's game shit? And he smiled and just said, everyone's game is shit. You don't need to discover new America to get laid with girls from more traditional countries. You just have to understand that maybe your day game skills are, like, even though you know a lot of things, but there are a lot of things you don't need. And a decent game would actually mean that you are able to get laid in many different parts around the world, because then you are advanced, which means you're able to adapt to very different types of girls, including, just as in a conversation with Tom Torero, Russians. Pulling more dates is the topic of the month in the intermediate community. And when I was chatting with the guys there in the beginning and I asked, hey, what questions do you have? Several of them asked about specific nationalities. Most questions were about Ukrainians, but other traditional ones as well. And I was thinking I could give them, you know, specific tips on how to get laid with Ukrainians, but that's not what they need, because they will get better results with some Ukrainians, but most of them will still play them like little kids, because they will not be able to deal with all the small frame tests and all the possible scenarios that could come up. And when they will go on a day game trip to a new place, new part of the world, they will still run into the same problems, just like same type of problems, just for a different location, different bottlenecks. So I don't think there's any point in telling how to deal with Ukrainians or whatever, pick any nation that's a bit more traditional. So instead of that, instead of talking about specific nationalities, I decided to talk about principles and now I want to kind of move on to giving you a list of principles you have to understand, you have to learn and master to be able to adapt to any girl. Well, not any girl, because that's bullshit, you can't pull any girl, but to be able to adapt to all types of girls in all types of locations and situations. We've been working on this topic in the intermediate community for several weeks now, and I made actually like a more than an hour long video where I was teaching how to learn to adapt to different types of girls, countries and situations. And we also did a group call with four other high level advanced day gamers who shared what they do on dates and little tricks they use to pull dates. But this time, let's kind of talk about the list of things you need to learn to be able to adapt to all these situations, girls, countries, etc. First of all, you have to understand whether she's a yes, no, maybe girl, not in general, but specifically about sleeping on a date. Is she a yes, no, or maybe girl? You need to be able to adapt the length of the date, because that changes from location to location. New York is going to be one, and then maybe Toronto is going to be different, and Poland is going to be different, and I don't know, Riga, Latvia is going to be different, and oh, trust me, Argentina is very different. So not only you have to understand what's the typical date, what's a good length of the date there, but also what's the good length of a date with this specific girl you are on a date with, because the typical length of the date will not work in many, many places. Next, you have to adapt number of venues, because you can go to one bar, two bars, one venue, two venues, three venues. And actually, I was very surprised when I was recording the conversation with other advanced guys where they were sharing how they think about picking venues and what they do. And I was surprised to see that some of them are doing things completely different from what I was doing, and it works for them just as well as what I do works for me. Next thing, you need to learn to read the girl. Like that's one of the biggest skills. Instead of using the same approach to everyone, you need to learn to read her reactions, what they mean, because she will basically tell you when to change the location, when to kiss her, when to escalate, when to go for the pool, when to undress her. If you learn to read those things, then everything will become simpler. Of course, you need to learn the escalation ladder, because there is a ladder you can use, kind of step-by-step escalation steps you can use to make escalating simpler. You need to learn how much to escalate before the pool, and this also changes in different locations, but this is another thing I was very surprised to learn from the other advanced guys, because I realized that some guys are escalating much more before pooling on dates than I am, and of course other guys are escalating less, that's kind of normal, but that was surprising for me. And of course you have to learn seeding, but one thing I was surprised again about when recording these discussions with advanced guys is that some of them were using almost no seeding at all, but their game model was built so that it works with much less seeding, while others were masters at seeding to make the pool so natural. Like there was so much plausible deniability, even though behind all these reasons to go back at his or at the guy's place, girls still know what's happening, just a little bit more. It's a more subtle approach to pooling. Well, here's the list of all the things you have to learn to go from maybe a beginner or intermediate day gamer to advanced guy who's getting way more dates or way more lays with way hotter girls. And if you want to learn about this more in depth and start converting more and hotter girls in different types of girls, different countries, different situations, then you can join our intermediate community. I've already created a bunch of content on what to do on dates to convert more dates. I've done a long video where I actually go in depth about each of these points on a list that I just gave you. So I teach you all of these things step by step, what you have to do. I've recorded several discussions with high-level advanced day gamers where they are telling their little tips and tricks through stories about day game pools where they had to jump through many hoops and learn a lot of new things to get these pools. I'm also telling some of my stories there. We're gonna do another video on frame control, which is extremely important if you're going out with girls from Ukraine, Russia, and other sort of traditional countries with really, really hot girls as well. Also Serbs. So we're doing a bunch of content there. If you want to find out more about that, then click on the link in description, and it will take you to a video where you can learn more about what we're doing in this members-only intermediate community. And if you want, you can join us there and learn day game with us. And if you are going out getting numbers, but you're struggling with converting those numbers to dates, or you don't really know all the step-by-step stuff you have to do on a date, then head over to daygamecourses.com to get access to my free texting and dating courses. That's it for this time. Thank you guys for listening to this podcast episode, and see you next time. Ciao, guys.